set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this last day of 2025, December 31st, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. The show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, dedicated to this show, as well as the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I. Download the app. Search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. And then, of course, the radio station's website, call letters, WCHY.us. And tied to that website is the Simple Radio app. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download that app and search for the call letters, WCHY. That is the Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are a go. Thank you for our engineers. We got through that horrific windstorm power outage on Monday, and we are back to normal. I got a short story here. U.S. News reporting Trump administration partners with Korea Zinc, KZ, to build a $7.4 billion smelter in the United States. The deal, pending regulatory approval, is expected to close in the first half of this upcoming year, 2026. Trump's administration's ongoing efforts to onshore the production of critical minerals took another step forward with the announcement that the world's largest zinc smelter would be building a multi-billion dollar mineral smelting processing facility in the state of, no, not Michigan, Tennessee. Korea Zinc Company's $7.4 billion zinc smelter will produce as much as 540,000 tons of essential minerals every single year, according to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. In addition to zinc, gold, silver, copper, and lead, the facility will produce critical minerals which are used in the production of semiconductors and advanced computer chips, as well as fiber optics and thermal imaging cameras. These minerals, Lutnick said, power the technologies of the world, the ones that matter the most for our future. These minerals will feed defense systems, computer semiconductors, artificial intelligence, quantum computing, cars, trucks, every type of automobile, data centers, as well as advanced manufacturing in our factories. Some of these world mineral supplies come from China, which banned exports of these minerals to us in late 2024, but lifted the ban just last month under threats of higher tariffs from Donald Trump. Well, that's not good enough. We need to make these minerals here in the United States, and that's what they're going to do. A new plant, $7.4 billion in Tennessee. Short break, we'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying on this particular topic about mining rare earth minerals here in the United States. Kind of an interesting move that took place that now has gone forward in Washington. The Department of Energy taking stakes in Lithium Americas and its Nevada mine. Department of Energy is taking a 5% stake in Lithium Americas company. Also another 5% in the company's Nevada lithium mine, which is under construction. Now, this is being done through the Department of Energy. Well, Energy Secretary Chris Wright announced that the Department of Energy is taking a 5% stake in Lithium Americas Corporation and another 5% stake in the company's new lithium mine under construction in the Nevada desert. These moves are part of the federal government's efforts to onshore critical minerals. Well, in the process, that announcement made their stock go up by 100% in just one day. When they broke the news that the Department of Energy was in talks to take equity position in their company, Lithium Americas. Energy Secretary Wright said, "We want to reduce the United States' dependence on imports of critical minerals. Lithium is not on the top of that list, but it is on the list. We don't want to produce meaningful lithium in the United States right now today, but we're planning for the future." Earlier in the year, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said the Trump's administration is pursuing equity investments in companies that mine and process critical minerals with the aim of reducing U.S. dependence on foreign markets, particularly China. The Thacker Pass lithium mine is in Humboldt County, Nevada, near the Oregon border. It's being developed as a joint venture between Lithium Americas and General Motors. It is the largest domestic source of lithium in North America and is expected to produce enough lithium carbonate to power 800,000 electric vehicles annually. Currently, China dominates production of this critical battery mineral, lithium, cobalt, and graphite, accounting for 90% of the graphite production and more than two-thirds of lithium and cobalt production used here in the United States. By the U.S. government's stake in this Thacker Pass project will ensure the project will continue to move forward, according to the Department of Energy. Even though the mine has been hotly contested by Nevada's Native American tribal groups, as well as by local ranchers concerned over water rights. Despite having some of the largest deposits in the United States, right now they're producing less than 1% of the global supply of lithium. Our announcement will help reduce our dependence on foreign adversaries for these critical minerals by strengthening the domestic supply chains and ensuring better stewardship of American taxpayer dollars. Well, they, Lithium Americas company, back in March of 2024, secured a $2.26 billion loan. They got the loan from the Department of Energy's loan program. Under the agreement, the DOE will defer $182 million in debt service over the first 5 years of the loan in exchange for 10% equity in the company, as well as 10% of the Thacker Pass mine in Nevada. The DOE agreed to advance Lithium America's first draw of $435 million, and the company will kick in an additional $120 million in new equity. We greatly appreciate the support of the administration, General Motors, and our partners in advancing this vital world-class project, said Jonathan Evans, president and CEO of Lithium Americas. Together, we are onshoring large-scale U.S. lithium production, strengthening America's supply chain, creating exceptional jobs, and enhancing our long-term energy security and prosperity. General Motors holds a 38% stake in the lithium mine as a joint venture partner. After agreeing to provide Lithium Americas with $625 million in new cash and credit. The plan is for GM, who will purchase 100% of the lithium carbonate produced during the mine's first 20 years of production, and then up to 38% after the first 20 years. Basically, getting their lithium back first before it opens up to the market. Bottom line, the new mine is expected to produce 40,000 tons of lithium carbonate per year, eventually ramping up production to 80,000 tons per year. During the construction phase, the mine will provide 2,000 direct jobs. Production is slated for the end of this next year, 2026. So we will start production this year. Just to wrap up the story, Lithium Americas is currently permitted for 40-year mining operation at the Thacker Pass project, which is being built to have a projected life of 85 years. Lithium Americas received a record of decision back in January of 2021 from the Bureau of Land Management and the state permits from Nevada. So the project is definitely moving forward. So, very interesting story. We'll continue to follow that. Again, another story about the United States absolutely mining these minerals here in our country instead of buying them from China and other sources. Now, I got an interesting short little story. This coming out from Future Planning. Some frugal habits that will take you from lower middle class to upper middle class. They're claiming disciplined spending and smart automation can help you achieve lasting financial security. Got a question. Do upper middle class people spend money on luxury items? Do they own brand new cars? And do they eat out nightly? Many upper middle class individuals originated from the lower middle class and use frugal means to move up the economic ladder. There are several habits that can help you move from lower middle class to upper middle class. It does take some planning and some discipline. For example, live below your means. Obviously, never spend more than your total earnings. When your income increase, keep a simple lifestyle. If you get, for example, a major raise at your job, don't immediately try to go out and buy a brand new car or a brand new house. According to Fidelity, lifestyle creep, also known as lifestyle inflation, occurs when your spending rises with your income, however, your savings decline. This leads to setbacks in the event of future financial goals. Another item they recommend, don't buy takeout or eat out. Eating out or ordering delivery from DoorDash is very expensive. The fees associated with DoorDash, for example, could actually end up doubling the cost of your meal. And going to a restaurant costs you not only the dinner, but the tip and possibly even parking. Other health costs are also higher by eating rich and fried foods. This is especially true if you have a taste for fast food. Instead, choose to cook at home with healthy foods and healthy ingredients. Not only will you save money, but you'll slim down your waistline. Don't pay full price. Always negotiate when you can. You may not always receive the price you want, but at least it's worth a try. Try not to pay full retail prices. Watch for sales or coupons or even online retailers who have promo codes that you can use to save money. Buy older cars with cash or personal equity loans from your local credit union or bank. Buying a used car with cash may make more sense than buying a new one. Keep in mind that a new car loses 10% of its value the very first month you drive it off the lot. According to Carfax, the percentage continues to drop the longer you drive the car. The financial advantages to purchasing a used car with cash: you avoid a loan, no interest payments, and older cars are usually lower to insure. Buying a used car may force you to separate transportation from your identity. But keep in mind, if you want to move up the economic ladder, don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Finally, don't use credit emotionally. You don't want to use credit cards to buy things that make you feel successful or look better. Avoid charging expensive dinners, designer clothes, and the latest, newest gadgets. Use credit cards as a tool for convenience and to build credit history. Purchases that you're going to make anyway, like groceries and others, can be charged and then paid off every month. You can earn points on credit cards without going into debt. Later, you can turn in the points for other items that you need to actually buy. This will require discipline, but could make huge differences in your budget and your financial situation. Make sure that you are distinguishing the difference between wanting to buy something and actually needing to buy it. If you know you have to pay it at the end of the month, well, think twice before you buy it. Credit cards can be used wisely, but you have to always look at the interest. So those are some tips helping you go up the economic ladder. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.